Day 10, March 14th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 3, verses 22 through 36, and was written by the Reverend Daniel Voigt, class of 2011. When I was a student at PTS, there was, roped off in the library, Karl Barth's desk, with a depiction of the center section of the Isenheim altarpiece by Matthias Grunewald mounted on the wall behind it. You should look up this piece of art to see it for yourselves, but in it Jesus hangs on the cross in the center. On the left is a woman weeping, with the beloved disciple holding Mary. On the right, anachronistically placed, is a messy John the Baptist, holding the New Testament and pointing at the crucified Messiah. This image of John the Baptist in particular is said to have left a significant mark on Barth, and if I'm honest, on me too. An image exemplifying that the whole point of John's work and or the New Testament is only any good as long as it points toward Christ. I suspect Barth felt the same. In the passage today from John 3, we find what seem to be people coming to John expecting him to be jealous of Jesus' success. But nothing could be further from the truth. The news that people are finally looking to Christ fills him with joy, a joy he chose to express in words that must have sounded strange to those who came to him. He must increase, and I must decrease. We must admit that for us, too, the part that longs to be recognized for doing important work finds this phrase disheartening. But for John, his greatest joy was in knowing that people weren't getting caught up in him or his message, but were, hopefully, directed by these to go further until they found the source of the good news. Could there be a better mantra for our lives of faith or the church? It is worth noting that Grunewald, of all the words in the New Testament, chose these from John to inscribe on his work, choosing to make the desire of John's heart his own. Today's prayer. Holy One, we confess that we love to have our egos fed. Something deep in us loves to be noticed and feel important. But John the Baptist reminds us that our most purposeful role is when we make a pathway for you. By your creative hand, you have given me many gifts, breath in my lungs, and a mind of my own. May they be used for more than just getting people to think highly of me. May they be used for their highest good. May they, in their best moments, point others to you. And may that desire be my joy.